Good morning.
It's Tuesday.
Let's begin the show.
What is this show?
Comedy, music, live.
Try to pretend you're back in your college radio station.
Hey, listen, you're not trying to get me to smoke pot, are you?
100% digital broadcast.
I love this show.
Me too.
Well, just expect me to do a lot of sour-faced, arms-folded, head-shaking.
It's today, Tuesday.
Tuesday?
What time is it?
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning, everybody, and welcome. Yes, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show is on the air. Here at WROR. Yeah, it is raining again. And, but hey, this is okay. Wait till Thanksgiving Day. It's going to be freezing.
It is really going to be cold. It might break a record. Cold. The last time it was that cold, it was 24 degrees in 1901.
No kidding.
Yeah, see?
Holy
see
cow.
What happens when I read?
Okay. Well, here we go.
Don't leave the turkey outside.
Yeah, don't leave the
turkey
outside.
Don't try to thaw your turkey outside. Okay, so stuff we got coming up today. Speaking of the turkey, Thanksgiving. What part of Thanksgiving dinner is most likely to kill you? We'll tell you about that here.
You're so dark.
Usually sits across the table.
Black Friday is coming up. So we're good. What we need this morning is we need help from Black Friday shopping experts. Somebody who really knows what they're doing on Black Friday. And maybe you can give other people tips.
Because this is a skill. You cannot go into this blindly. Because I would never, you know, after Thanksgiving, head to a Walmart. Because I would not survive. I think you need a special set of skills. And we need to know what they are.
I have a certain set of skills, yes. Okay. I will find you. I will buy you.
Okay, so we'll keep the lines open this morning. 617-931-1057. If you consider yourself to be a Black Friday expert, and you can help us give everybody tips on what to do.
Yeah, I was just talking to my wife because she's thinking about waiting into Friday.
We'll see.
Really?
Has she ever done it before?
One thing?
Yeah.
She's out of her mind.
I know. That's what I told her.
Okay. Dirty Laundry coming up 7:45 this morning. What are you going to be covering Dirty Laundry this morning?
Well, I'm really excited for Mandy Moore. She got married, but something really awful kind of happened right before.
But she went ahead and got married?
She still got married. Okay.
Winogrand in 60 seconds coming up in about 10 minutes for you here. Thanksgiving food allergies. That's something people are going to have to deal with
this
year.
Well, people have to deal with a lot when they make a meal for a bunch of people because they're on, like, the keto diet. They're on Weight Watchers. They have, you know, diabetes. They have, you know, allergies. They have a lot. Kudos to anybody making a meal for a lot of people because you've got a lot of people like gluten-free Brian Bell over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to spin the wheel of meat
today. Oh, boy.
We wish you a wheel of meat, Mus. We wish you a wheel of meat, Mus. We wish you a wheel of meat, Mus.
Hope you're not allergic.
Okay, Wheel of Meat will be spinning between 7 and 7:30 this morning. So be ready for that. And you can win fabulous meats from McKinnon's. Okay. Also, don't forget, the Celtics lost again last night.
And then nine-game losing streak, right?
Well,
right,
no, they've won one.
No.
Oh, I read that wrong.
Okay, you did. Okay. And then on Monday Night Football last night, historic kind of game. 105 points were scored, over 1,000 total yards in offense, and
10 touchdown passes.
10 touchdown passes, and the Los Angeles Rams beat the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's what's going on this morning. Stick around. A lot of stuff right here at the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. This is when it gets tough. We find out if the tough get going or the going get rough or whatever. We have a contestant on the line to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds. Okay. Her name is Yana Gaber. She is from Bucksboro, Massachusetts, and she's an office manager. Now, I look at it like this. An office manager, you know, got a lot on your plate, you know? Got a lot of balls to keep in the air all at the same time.
Sure.
Probably well organized and all that sort of thing. So, good morning, Yana. How are you? Good morning, Yana. There you go. How are you doing this morning, Yana?
Very good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So are you keeping the balls in the air this morning?
Trying.
Good for you. You're not nervous at all, are you?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Don't be nervous.
Nope. Because I'm sure that these are really easy questions that LBF has assembled for you this morning.
They're tricky. Some of them are tricky.
Okay, so we got what's going to happen. You're going to have 1 minute, 60 seconds. LBF will give you 10 questions in there. You answer them all correctly. We immediately award you with $1,000 from Century Bank. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, move on, you know, and get to the end. Get right through them. Then you have time left over. You can pick up the ones you missed. So you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right.
I think we're all set.
I am.
Okay, great.
Ladies and gentlemen. Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's one third of 30?
Pass.
What part of Albert Einstein's body was removed after his death?
His brain.
Who secretly recorded Monica Lewinsky's confidential phone calls about her relationship with President Clinton?
Pass.
Who played the dude in The Big Lebowski?
Pass.
Where is the International Tennis Hall of Fame located?
Newport.
Which Golden Girls actress won an Emmy?
Betty White.
What holiday takes place the day after Halloween?
Pass.
What team owns the longest winning streak in NBA history?
I don't know, Celtics.
What artist is known for his blue period?
Pass.
Katniss Everdeen is the protagonist in which book series?
The Hunger Games.
Okay, what's one third of 30?
Nine.
What is... who secretly recorded Monica?
Time has expired. Well, you got three wrong, you got three right, and you passed on a bunch, so we will go ahead and...
I always like to say this is a learning experience, because now you're going to know all these things, and you're better for it. So a third of 30 is 10.
You were close, though. Very close.
Yes. Yeah.
You were within one, as a matter of fact.
The person who secretly recorded Monica Lewinsky's confidential phone calls about a relationship with President Clinton was Linda Tripp.
Remember her?
Yep.
The guy who played the dude in The Big Lebowski is Jeff Bridges.
Remember him?
Which, I didn't know that.
I'm the dude.
Which Golden Girls actress won an Emmy? This was a trick question. All of them did.
Oh, so really, she got it right.
She did get it right. I'm going to give her that.
Right. Okay.
Give you that because one. That was an evil trick
question. That was kind of evil.
Count that good.
The holiday that takes place the day after Halloween is All Saints Day. The team that owns the longest winning streak in NBA history is the L.A. Lakers. And the artist known for his blue period is Pablo Picasso.
Okay.
But for you, listen, you know you're going to be really happy because I have an unbelievable consolation prize for you this morning. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I want to hear
listen to this. You have an entire copy of the Eagles' Legacy 12-CD DVD Blu-ray box set. It's in stores right now. This is incredible. This is a collector's item, too. It's a courtesy of Elektra Asylum, and we're going to ship
that off
to you. That's an awesome prize, man.
It's a great gift, too.
So, yeah, if you want to.
Saying.
Yeah.
Just in case. Just in case.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Thank you so much for playing the game this morning. Thanks for being a member, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, as well.
Take care now. Okay, you think you got what it takes to win a grand in 60 seconds? Simply log on to WRR.com because the first thing you have to do is you have to apply. And then we contact you, we set you up, we get you ready to go. You can play and win, okay? And we'll play again tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow,
right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hey, just want to remind you once again, all Thanksgiving weekend, which is coming up here, WRR Rolling Stones Free Ticket Weekend.
Wow.
That's right. You can listen for Keith, the official WRR turkey. He will invite you to see the Rolling Stones at Gillette Stadium on June 8th. That's going to be an unbelievable show. And you can win the tickets. Remember, the tickets go on sale a week from Friday, but you can win them all weekend right here at ROR. Okay, everybody ready for Men's Main's morning?
Yeah.
Time to go. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lamb walks into $3 Dewey's and can't help but notice that Evis is sporting a wicked bad shiner. And we hear...
Hey, Evis, where'd you get that wicked bad shiner?
Oh, it's a little side effect of the birthday gift I gave Effie.
What happened?
Well, she's been hinting around for a long time now about getting a fancy little sports car for her birthday.
Well, you can't afford no fancy sports car.
Oh, I know, but she kept hinting around, saying she sure could use something that went from 0 to 200 in under 4 seconds, and I could surprise her.
Well, so how'd you get the black eye?
Well, I did surprise her. I gave her a new bathroom scale.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, here we go. Today is Tuesday. Day after tomorrow, it is the most wonderful meal of the year. Or is it?
At the table, calls me up. Take the weight off. Scoop it up.
What you gonna do?
Pour some gravy on me.
Oh, yeah.
Until you are starved.
Pour some gravy on me.
I'm juicy and plump.
Pour some gravy on me.
Dinner has begun. I'm good. Taste my meat. I'm the bird you will eat. Yeah.
Oh, I'm the bird you will eat. Wow. Okay, so Thanksgiving dinner. It's a big deal, and a lot of different people get together. Big family gatherings, friends all get together, and they share their Thanksgiving dinner. So what is a safe dish?
Is it like a safe word?
It's kind of like a safe word.
Is it a dish that doesn't hurt as much when your wife throws it at you?
That's kind of, yeah. Okay, so the deal is there are a lot of allergies that are popping up more and more all the time, see? Now, it took me a while to come up to speed on this because I have never been allergic to anything. Nobody in my family has ever had an allergy to anything. And so then started hearing about food allergies. And there are many different types of food allergies. The most common are gluten allergies. We got lactose intolerant. So then you got people who are all vegetarians, people who have allergy to nuts. You have vegans, you have allergic to soy. All of these are different things that you have to be aware of.
Shellfish, onions.
Shellfish, yep.
I know people are allergic onions? To onions. Yeah.
Onions,
my
no
friend
kidding.
Shayla is allergic to onions.
Are you sure she just doesn't like
no,
onions?
No, she really likes her throat starts to like close up. It's
I don't know.
Terrible.
Get out.
And
really?
Don't forget about the poor diabetics at the pie table.
That's true. Yeah,
right.
That's
and
true.
People on diets, special diets like Whole30 or Keto. I hate those people.
So what are you going to do? So there's a thing called the safe dish.
Okay.
The safe dish is a dish that anybody can eat without having to fear about any kind of allergic reaction to it. Okay.
Green beans.
No. Gross.
What?
Potatoes.
Potatoes. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to potatoes.
What about somebody's not on starch?
What do you mean not on starch? Yeah. That's not like
you're not gonna, your throat's not gonna swell up or anything like that.
People don't like no starch.
Well, I think what I've found, I'm a gluten-free person, mm-hmm. and generally it's just easier, like if I bring my own, like I'll bring
right.
some stuffing.
Yes. Yeah.
Or I make the pies that I can eat.
The moms do that with their kids who have allergies. They bring like a cupcake to a birthday party.
Right.
Or people who are on Whole30 should bring the Whole30 crap so you don't have
that's
to
right.
do your old
stuff. Yep.
Sorry,
wow.
angry.
What about Jell-O? I've never heard anybody allergic to Jell-O.
You know, that's probably the ultimate safe dish.
Yep. It has to be sugar-free, though, for the diabetics.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, right. You're right about that.
You know, it does sometimes have some hooves in it.
Yeah,
so that's no
that
good
horse
for vegetarians.
They're full of protein,
right,
though.
Right, right, right. The vegetarians,
so
the
I'm thinking,
won't like
for
it.
A totally, a totally safe dish of nothing in it for anybody, it could have no gluten. It could have no dairy. That would include milk, butter, and cream. It could have no nuts. It could have no meat, and that includes like bacon drippings for flavoring and
so
stuff
what
like.
Is
and
it?
It could have no soy.
Okay,
I haven't got a clue.
Turnip. I thought you had the magic elixir.
But
for
I'm
us.
Hoping.
No, it's probably the green beans. Then.
Does somebody
green
out there?
Beans. Green beans with nothing on them.
Green beans. That's going to be my new safe word.
Carrots.
Okay. Can you salt
green
a
beans,
safe
green
dish? Is that okay to salt to see the safe
well,
dish?
Well, not if you got sodium issues.
Yeah, if you have heart issues. Yeah.
High blood pressure.
Yep. Just, yeah,
okay, if you have
nothing is safe.
If you have the perfect safe dish, let us know this morning because we can't figure out
Man,
what to make
I
of it.
I thought
safe.
You were going to tell us.
I have no
Thanks.
Idea what a safe dish is.
Hang around for that.
Of course okay. you don't.
Okay.
Tell us your safe word.
Nothing's safe.
Okay, nothing is safe. Okay. Coming up next, today is a really, really big day in the Bay State. Because
yeah.
Hot sales start today. No, wait. Let me rephrase that. Legalize pot sales.
Yes.
Start today.
Right.
So we're going to cover that for you coming up next.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, today is an extremely big day here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts because the legalized sale of marijuana, recreational marijuana, is starting today.
An hour and 15 minutes away. We can all get high legally.
So, we thought it would be very important for us to tell you everything you need to know about the legalized pot. Remember all the years ago, they'd have all of the big things going on in the common, you know, the protests
yeah,
all
these
and
all
people that stuff.
Normal.
Yeah. Fest. I remember being in college and having my roommate's boyfriend, he was on like the committee to legalize marijuana, and I thought he was such a kook. And now I'm like 20 years later, oh my God.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Finally,
yeah.
when I learned how to craft a bong out of an apple in college.
I know. Remember? okay. So anyway, here's what you need to know. Two stores are opening today in Massachusetts at 8 a.m.
Yes.
One in Northampton, that's the New England Treatment Access, or NETA, and that then Cultivate in Leicester. They're far away. I'm not happy about this, but good for everybody out in the
How did they decide, hey, let's put the open the first one right amongst a bunch of college kids?
Well, that's not a mistake. Come to think about it, that's not a mistake.
You don't think that's
all.
A mistake?
But okay, but college kids, it is illegal for anyone under 21 to purchase or consume recreational marijuana. And even before entering a dispensary, customers have to show a valid government-issued ID proving they're of legal age. And, by the way, if you're going to the pot store with your kid, big mistake. Not because it's, like, totally cheesy and something Britney Spears would do, but because it's illegal. You can't bring your kids into a pot store.
Not okay. like the liquor store
no.
when I bring
yes,
my kids.
Nobody
exactly.
under 21.
So,
nobody
so
under 21.
Leave them in the car, unattended.
Oh, God.
Park far away because you're going to have to do that because they're expecting such big crowds. They're going to have to bus people into the place.
Well, let me tell you this. Public consumption, also illegal. So you have to wait till you get home. It's kind of like in that way where if you get some Stoli raspberry from the liquor store, you can't just crack it in your car.
It's like, you know,
come
public
on, be
drinking.
Cool.
You know.
Right.
So,
I wonder if they sell stocking stuffers in the stores.
I know.
Oh, sure.
Probably.
They're
going to
be open. So NETA in Northampton is going to be open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. And the one in Leicester is going to Cultivate is 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week.
I saw the one Cultivate on the news, and they were setting up like tents and the buses to bring people in a food truck.
That's so great. Yeah, they expect you guys. That's they expect brilliant. Lines to be super long.
Mobile munchies.
And Mother Nature is not really cooperating because of the rain and the snow. So you might have to park far away. You know, you could Uber it. That's probably
That's
smart.
True.
And
That's
then
true.
Just Uber it home. And
More than likely, your Uber driver might be going there anyway.
Yeah, that's
and bring
right.
cash because they probably won't have any debit or credit card machines set up until afternoon, and sometimes those are wonky, and you wouldn't want to get to the front of the line.
So it's kind of like a real drug business.
Yeah, cash.
Yeah, really,
cash only.
Cash only.
Except you don't pay in the alley out back.
That's
you
true.
Go right to the register.
Okay. Oh, and also, you can't. This isn't Costco. You can't buy in bulk.
Yeah.
So the state law prohibits shops from selling more than 1 ounce of marijuana flower or 5 grams of concentrate to a single customer at a time.
So you can't
bring
take
your friends.
Yeah, you can't take orders for your friends.
Do they have a price list?
I didn't see a price list.
You can't actually print it online.
You can't, really?
No, you cannot. That is also prohibited.
It is. You don't have any ballpark figure?
I may have retweeted a menu, though. So check the Lorna Wally Twitter page.
Can you say on the radio? Like, what's an ounce of
an ounce is like $350.
$350?
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm going to go for Stoli Raspberry. Forget
it. Okay.
You're going to have to call Wally, see how many joints we can get out of that.
Okay, so what's going on in sports?
Celts cannot seem to figure out their offensive rotation. What is going on? They had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. They couldn't hold on. Lost to the Hornets, 117-112 in Charlotte last night. Kemba Walker had 60 points the other night, had 43 last night, 21 in the fourth quarter. Kyrie, 27 points, 11 assists. Celts have lost 6 of their last 9. They host the Knicks tomorrow night. Tip off at 7:30. The pregame at 7 with Grandy and Max, and you can hear it right here on 105.7 WROR. Bruins back in action tomorrow night up in Detroit. Patrice Bergeron and Zdeno Chara both out with injuries. After signing World Series MVP Steve Pearce to a 1-year $6 million deal last week, Sox president, baseball president Dave Dombrowski says the Sox are pretty much done for position players, and they're hoping Dustin Pedroia can get back to second base.
Go.
Patriots getting ready for next Sunday's matchup in New Jersey against the Jets after having the bye. And a record-setting Monday night football game last night. Rams over the Chiefs 54-51 in the highest-scoring Monday night game in history. Patrick Mahomes threw 6 TD passes for the Chiefs but was also picked off 3 times.
Wow.
Jared Goff, 4 touchdown passes, no picks for the Rams. Also over 1,000 yards total offense. Another Monday night football record. And that's a look at sports.
Okay. Excuse me.
Oh, wow. Look out for that guy.
Okay, coming up next, we have Brian
Melmo. That was the defensive coordinator of the Rams. Right,
Stubbed my toe. This is brought to you by Citizens Bank. I heard from Paul. He wanted to get his girlfriend, Jenny, and she is running in her first turkey trot on Thanksgiving. So I called her to convince her that she has to run with a live turkey.
A lot of turkey trots have gotten away from the original meaning of turkey trot, and they don't do it with the birds anymore. Have you been practicing your gobble at all? Because when we start the race, we like to have everyone gobble like a turkey, you know? So it's a lot of fun, you know?
Gobble by
can you gobble like a turkey? Have you practiced that at all?
No.
The Brian Bellbuster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
All right, so Paul got his girlfriend Jenny to sign up for a turkey trot. It's the first time she's ever done it. She's a little nervous.
Yep.
So I'm going to call her as the turkey trot organizer because I don't think she realizes she actually has to run with a live turkey.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Jenny.
This is she.
Hey, Jenny, Billy Bradford from the Turkey Trot here.
Oh, hey, right. I'm signed up for that.
Yeah, you're ready to run. You're ready to go. Ready for turkey trotting.
Yeah, I am. I've been running a little. My boyfriend signed me up, so I've been training a little.
You haven't done our turkey trot before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, great. Well, we're always welcoming to new people. That's great.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, if you haven't done it before, you do want to make sure you show up early.
Okay.
Usually like a 6 a.m. start, like nice early start, get everything going.
It's 6 a.m.?
Oh, yeah. You've already checked off your T-shirt size and everything. You'll pick up your turkey shirt, you know, right there that day, your uniform. You know, it's got actual turkey feathers on it. We're very authentic.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's feathers on the... I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I have to run in feathers?
Oh, yeah. It's a turkey trot. We take it very seriously.
At 6 a.m.?
Yeah. Once everybody's dressed that way, it won't look weird at all. Have you been practicing your gobble at all? Because when we start the race, we like to have everyone gobble
what?
Like a turkey, you know? So it's a lot of fun, you know?
Gobble by feet.
Can you gobble like a turkey? Have you practiced that at all?
No.
You want to try?
No, gobble.
That sounds like a first-timer's gobble to me. It really does.
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah, you also need to show up early because you'll need to pick out your turkey out of the pen that you'll be running with.
I'm sorry, an alive
and then,
turkey?
Yeah, have you been practicing with live poultry at all?
No, I don't want to hold it. That sounds dangerous.
Oh, no, it's very safe for everybody.
Turkey.
Yeah, no, we got a whole pen. You can pick out a nice one. But you should have some experience running with live poultry. You don't have any?
No.
Because it helps if you try to match their gait. As you're running, it helps to maintain your pace if you match the turkey's gait and then kind of run like a turkey. Have you run like a turkey before, or are you just regular?
No, I've never run like a turkey or gobbled.
And you don't gobble? I'm, you haven't gobbled?
No, I can't. I thought it was a running race. Well,
everyone's running, you know, with their turkeys.
A bird, a live bird.
Yeah, all steroid free, of course. And the winner of the race, you know, we all get the nice medals. The winning turkey also gets pardoned.
And every other turkey does not get pardoned?
No, they'll be cooked up right after the race. Because, you know, we got to get them cooked in time for everybody to have their big meal.
Yeah, this just doesn't sound like what I...
How many people are you serving at Thanksgiving? What size turkey are you going to need? You hadn't filled that out on the form.
I'm gonna supposed to serve the turkey that I run with.
You really get a bond. We'll have stations out back for plucking.
Oh. Yeah, I just can't believe that I'm gonna gobble and run with the turkey.
I've done our turkey trot before, huh? Yeah, we take it very, very seriously here.
Yeah, I think I might have to discuss this.
A lot of turkey trots have gotten away from the original meaning of turkey trot, and they don't do it with the birds anymore. We're one of the only ones that still do the authentic turkey trot.
Okay, I just don't know. I don't know about this.
Maybe check in with Paul. Paul running with you?
Yeah, I don't know. He may be in trouble now.
Well, you should ask Paul about calling WROR to call you with a Brian Bellbuster and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Is that what this is?
This is a Brian Bellbuster game. Paul wanted to say happy birthday and good luck in your first turkey trot, where you just have to run like a person.
You totally got me. Thank you so much. Thank you, Paul. Oh, my God. You totally got me.
Did you really think you were going to have to run with a turkey?
I don't know. I was concerned. The gobbling really, really concerned me the most.
I still think you should work on your gobbling.
Yeah, I think yours was sort of excellent.
Thanks very much.
I was impressed.
Well, have a great birthday and a good run, and thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show.
Thank you so much.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So you discovered something new about your house.
Well, it was an accident. So here's what happened.
Okay.
So I was thinking about this thing called smudging. And it's this sort of Native American thing or sort of a new age thing where people, to get rid of negative energy, they light cedar and sage and lavender on fire, and then it smokes, and you wave the smoke around your house, and it gets rid of all the negative energy. Because
really? Seriously. Some people call a lawyer.
That's true. But this was only $6.99. So,
okay. Good choice. But,
so I was just like, you know, the world's a little bit crazy lately. And I was just thinking about like, well, I should have my home be a very negative-free zone because it's tough out there
really?
In the world. So yesterday.
I'm sensing some skepticism from Lauren Owens.
Yeah. Tell us, please.
You should see
more.
His eyes.
I know.
Great.
Tell us more.
Listen. So anyway, I got the sage and cedar thing. Whole Foods, by the way, you could right by the incense. And I lit it on fire, and then it started to smoke, and I put it on a plate so that it wouldn't, you know, burn the house down.
I saw you post about this. I thought you were smoking a Cheech and Chong size bong.
It looked like a giant fatty.
A huge
so
joint.
Then the house began to smell a bit like pot. So I went on the Facebook because that's where I get all my advice. And I said, "Hey, I'm doing this smudging thing in my house, and it smells like pot. Am I going to get a contact high? And does it work?" So all the people were like, "Oh my god, it totally works! It totally works. It's good for negative energy. I have crystals. You're supposed to light a candle crystals. Afterwards. By the way, I did light a excellent. Candle afterwards. I lit my Golden Girls votive candle. That's for good luck. So anyway,
obviously.
So then I keep reading all the
Which
comments.
Which one did you light?
No, they're all four of them are on there.
All four of them.
Now, can I ask a question? I'm sorry to interrupt. Had you noticed some particular negative type thing going on in your home recently?
No, it's just I just wanted to bring positivity to my life.
A cleanse.
Because I work in a room full of negative people.
you should smudge this room.
I know. I'm bringing my smudger next week. So I kept reading and people were like, yes, it works. We swear by it, blah, blah, blah. And then it started, like the comments started to get a little bit like, do you have spirits in your home? Do you have bad spirits?
No.
One of my friends, she says, I work for a paranormal company. After we go into a house, we smudge it so that it's cleansed. And I'm like, oh, no, that's not really what I wanted it for. And then I get a Facebook message from Chris Nolan, who was the previous owner's daughter.
Oh.
And she says.
Of your house? The previous owner of your house?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh. And she says, and the house is from 1876. And she says on the comments. Because they're talking about ghosts, and that mentioned no ghosts. And she said, I think it's one of my dad's ancestors. What? My husband saw a big white form rubbing our oldest daughter's back when she was crying in the crib at 6 weeks old. I used to wake up with weird things, too. You can personal message me if you want the details.
Oh,
no, thank you.
Oh, God.
Now, I have another question. Didn't you just do like a big cleanse of stuff in your home?
Yeah, we got rid of a lot of stuff.
You got rid of a lot of stuff. Do you think that like the spirits are upset with you for that?
I didn't do it for the spirits to be up. I didn't do it for that reason, but I just totally.
She still has plenty of spirits in her home.
Don't worry.
The place is loaded with spirits.
Right. Where the dining room used to be.
Now I feel like I have to ask this person what the history is, and I am completely afraid, and now I'm going to have to move.
No, you just.
Or smudge some more.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm frightened. I actually, I don't know. She hasn't messaged me back yet.
All right. Well, I think you should start by smudging this room because we could use it, and it hasn't smelled like pot in here since Wally left.
Right. Good point.
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, stand by because we got a Men for Maine episode, and this is an email request that Ben made. Wants to hear the episode where Eva takes his pet rooster to the movies. So we will share that with you next, right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning. It is time now for that 720 Men from Maine, the one we promised you. So here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is trying to buy a ticket to see a movie at the Bangor Multiplex and Laundromat, while carrying his pet rooster Chucky under his arm. And we hear...
Yes, I'd like to buy a ticket to see the Bitches of Madison County, please.
Oh, God.
Right, two tickets. Wait a minute. You can't bring that rooster in here.
Why not?
Because we don't let roosters in the movie theater.
Oh, all right.
So Lem sneaks around the corner to hide his pet rooster Chucky by stuffing him down his trousers and returns to the box office.
Okay, I'm ready to buy that ticket now.
All right, that's one ticket for Bitches in Madison County. Here you go.
Thank you.
Once inside the theater, Ephus takes a seat next to two elderly ladies, but soon notices that Chucky, his pet rooster, is having a little trouble breathing while in his trousers. So he unzips his pants to give Chucky a little bit of air.
Here you go, Chucky. This'll be better for you.
Shortly thereafter, we hear...
Zelda, I think I'm sitting next to a pervert.
What makes you think that?
Well, I swear to God, I just saw his hoo-ha pop out of his trousers.
Oh, don't let that bother you. At our age, we've seen just about everything.
Oh, I don't know. This one's different.
Well, what's different about it?
I think I just saw it trying to eat my popcorn.
Oh, one of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, we're just about ready, so bring in the meat singers.
Let the Lorne and Wally give you a treat. Spinning the wheel of meat.
Hey.
Ooh,
yes.
Meat.
Ladies, salami.
Ooh,
yep. What else we got?
Meat.
Chicken.
Yep. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
meat.
Wow.
We're so excited because we have meat on the Wheel of Meat this morning. Thanks to our friends at McKinnon's Market and Super Butcher Shop. By the way, we'd like to remind you, call today to order your farm-fresh turkey from McKinnon's or pick a frozen turkey for just 49 cents a pound. And remember, McKinnon's has you covered this Thanksgiving with much more than just turkey. From wine to eggnog, cranberry sauce to pumpkin pie, visit them in Danvers, Everett, Portsmouth, and Salem, New Hampshire. So let's go to the lines this morning and say good morning to our wheel spinner this morning from Walpole, Massachusetts.
Oh,
it's Rita Mineskow. Good morning, Rita. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Rita, are you a big meat eater?
Sorta, but my family is.
Your family is
okay. Sorta. I mean, you're spinning a wheel of meat.
Yeah, you need a little bit more excitement. Yes, come on,
Pump
I
it
love
up.
Meat.
Come on, let's hear it for steak tips.
Yeah,
loud and clear. You're a confirmed carnivore,
okay.
And you're going to eat meat.
I'll go with it.
Okay, good. Okay. So we are very fortunate we have our guest meat wheel spinner in the studio with us once again this morning. It's PJ, the eternal intern. Good morning, PJ.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay, so what do we got on the wheel today, PJ?
Well, Rita, today you could possibly win 12 packs of cocktail franks. Imagine all those little appetizers you can make on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's cool.
28 pounds of boneless pork chop.
Really?
And 6 pounds of thick-cut bacon.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good.
I can eat pork. I love pork. That's
okay,
good.
That's just going to go. Iceberg. The wheel is loaded with meat this morning.
Picture meat. You're making a comeback now.
Now here's what you got to do, Rita. You go ahead and tell, give PJ the cue. You say 3, 2, 1, spin. And at that point, she will spin the wheel, and we'll find out where you what you end up with. Okay, Rita, go ahead and give her the go ahead.
3, 2, 1, spin.
Nice spin, Pete. You're getting good at this.
Strong spin. And on the wheel, we have.
You have a 100-pound frozen turkey.
It'll be defrosted by next Thanksgiving.
That's right. It'll be ready by the 4th of July. You can have that turkey.
Oh, so, my Lord.
Well, you'll need a tow truck to pick it up.
That's right. You're going to need help on this. Okay, Rita,
like
congratulations for winning a fabulous turkey right here on the fabulous Wheel of Meat. Oh, it's very festive in here now. Feel free to sing along, Rita.
Spins on our wheel of meat. Spins on our wheel of meat. Spin the wheel of meat and win you some meat for the sake of peace.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you.
1.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
You're going to be very happy because we're going to spin the wheel of meat again tomorrow morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Well,
excellent.
We finally got rid of that 100-pound turkey. Okay, now, coming up next, we got your dirty laundry update at 7:45.
Murder. I'm telling you, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard of, and it involves a dead guy, of course. Casey Kasem.
Is it a long distance dedication?
I've been hearing about this.
I can't. The details
this
of
is
the craziness.
Weird. Okay, Hank's here. Update on the commute. What's cooking?
Let's get back to the countdown.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, we got death, psych holds. Death and marriage.
Wow.
That's
wow,
what we got coming up.
Pretty sad
on
report.
Today's dirty laundry. All right. Casey Kasem.
Contact us by Bat Radio if you need us.
Quick, do something, Scoob.
Hey, Scoob, you want to hear my radio voice?
My name's Casey Kasem, reminding you to keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Well, his feet are in the ground, all right. He died in 2014, but now there's controversy. First of all, I loved Casey Kasem. I listened to Casey Kasem all the time, the America's Top 40 on Sunday.
Sure.
I remember being really ticked off when, like, oh, I don't know, Asia would have the number one song over, like, you know, Debbie Gibson. But anyway, I digress. Really? All right, Asia. So you guys.
Simpler times.
So Casey Kasem died on Father's Day in 2014. He had dementia. He was, you know, his second wife, Jean, has always been sort of a lightning rod of controversy. His kids from a previous marriage hate her. She hates them. And now they're accusing each other of murder.
Murdering Casey.
What?
Jean Kasem told CBS for a broadcast that's coming up this Saturday, the mysterious death of Casey Kasem. They killed my husband. They killed their father. So when Kasem died at 82, his estate was worth $100 million. That's so much money. Why would you fight about it? Why wouldn't you just, like, dance around it and be like, yay, we're all super rich. Sorry, Dad. No, they have to fight about it.
You are cold and dark.
No, I just think it's better than fighting. Dark. The family's been fighting over it since 4 years and blame the deaths. They're blaming each other.
No.
Carrie Kasem says on the show, Gene killed my father. Okay. According to Gene, the kids were using their sick father as an ATM machine. And then, according to Kasem's children, that Jean committed elder abuse against the icon, and all she wanted was the money. Hmm. So we can learn all about that and more on Saturday on CBS, The Mysterious Death of Casey Kasem. Mo money, mo problems.
What children don't use their parents as an ATM?
I know, exactly. I'm like, whatever, Jean, get over it. Wow. All right, I'm really upset because Heather Locklear's in the hospital again, and she's been really battling a lot of things lately. She's got some mental health issues, and she's got some addiction issues, but her therapist actually placed her on a psych hold because he thinks that she's suffering another
nervous
breakdown.
It's involuntary, right?
Yes. So, she's a 57-year-old, was on Melrose Place. She was arrested in June after crashing a car into a pylon on the grounds of her home. She was arrested a week prior to that for choking her 85-year-old mother, Diane, and threatening to kill herself. So, yeah, there's a lot of problems.
Was she married to Charlie Sheen?
No. Everyone dated him, but she was married to Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's
she was also married to Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee.
Whoa. Anyway. All right. Hey, Sex and the City, they were going to do that third movie, but then Kim Cattrall was like, no, thank you. And then Kim Cattrall said she hates Sarah Jessica Parker, and Sarah Jessica Parker's like, I don't know what your problem is. I thought we were friends. Well, come to find out that the Sex and the City movie, part of the plot was they were going to kill off Mr. Big in the first few minutes. He was going to have a heart attack in the shower at home. And the movie was going to be how Carrie coped. And I think Kim Cattrall didn't want to do it because there wasn't a lot of room for her character.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That would give me a shot at Sarah Jessica Parker, though, if they killed off Big.
Right. That's right.
Yeah,
well,
it's only in the movies.
Oh, that's right.
It's okay. It's all right.
You got to kill Ferris.
You got to kill Ferris.
Spoiler sport. Actually, was Sarah Jessica Parker.
And Mandy Moore from This Is Us. Everyone loves her. I love her. She married Taylor Goldsmith from the rock band Dawes, which I've never heard of. Have you heard of them?
Nope.
Okay, well, we'll probably hear of them now because she's on a number one TV show. She got married on Sunday, but the sad part, her cat died in her arms the night before.
Oh.
Madeline, the cat.
I just died in your arms.
Oh, can we play that song for her,
maybe,
by the way?
Perfect song.
Anyway, so she went on with the ceremony, though. She was okay. The people who were at the wedding, 50 people in her backyard, co-stars Milo Ventimiglia. Is that right?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
What is it? Tell me.
Milo Ventimiglia.
Ventimiglia. Yeah. Oh. Milo Ventimiglia.
Sounds like an infection, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm sorry you got a bad case of Milo Ventimiglia.
Chrissy Mad, Sterling K. Brown, plus Minka Kelly, Mandy's ex, Wilmer Valderrama. Is that right?
Without the pause, yes.
He's dated everybody.
There's no hyphen in there. But how long do you think it'll take for her husband to get a song on the soundtrack?
It's already on there. $100 is already on there.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Don't you think it's about time we got rid of some of these $1,000 bills we have laying around the studio here?
They're all from Century Bank.
I know you are. As a matter of fact, you might be just a little bit too stingy. I'm glad you're going to. Are you going to back off a little bit today?
Maybe.
Let's meet our player who's ready to play the game. This guy's a guy who's in the marketing game. His name is Ben Amerolt. He's from Salem, Massachusetts. Good morning, Ben. How you doing today?
Good, guys. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Oh, he sounds confident.
Welcome to the Lorna Wally Morning Show. So, you all set for Thanksgiving?
I think so.
Okay. Are you all set to win $1,000 in cash?
Let's hope so.
It's going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get all 10 of them right, we give you $1,000 in Century Bank. Remember, you can pass it any time. You have time left at the end. We come back, pick them up. You get them all right. Bingo. You got the $1,000 in cash. So everybody says they're ready. So let's do this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
Things fall when you drop them because of what?
Gravity.
If you freeze water, you get?
Ice.
Ray Kroc was the corporate founder of what?
Pass.
Who was Drew Barrymore's godfather?
Pass.
Name one of the towns now selling marijuana in Massachusetts.
Northampton.
Oh, I knew that.
Who did Forbes magazine name 2018's highest paid female musical artist?
Pat.
This Food Network chef's catchphrase is, how easy is that?
Pat.
Okay. What character said, beware the Ides of March in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar?
The soothsayer.
Name the world's largest ocean.
Pacific.
Where did the Olympic Games originate?
Greece.
Ray Kroc was the corporate founder of what?
Uber.
Who was Drew Barrymore's godfather?
Five right, you missed one, and then you passed on the balance, so we'll bring you up to speed on all. Okay.
We know that you like sitting around smoking weed and reading Shakespeare.
See, it is an insight into a person. Questions didn't you know on this game? You can put it on your Tinder. Anyway, Ray Kroc was the corporate founder of McDonald's. Steven Spielberg is Drew Barrymore's godfather. Katy Perry is Forbes magazine's 2018's highest paid female musical artist. The person on the Food Network who says, how easy is that, is Ina Garten or the Barefoot Contessa. And the rest of them you got.
Job.
Hey, you did a good job.
You got six. That was good.
That's really good. Hey, this was a hard one.
We have a really, really great consolation prize for you today. Here, this is a copy of the Eagles Legacy 15 LP vinyl box set. That's right. There are 15 LPs in this vinyl box set.
Wow.
This is an amazing collection.
Cool.
Everything the Eagles have ever done. It's in stores now. It's courtesy of Electra Asylum. You're going to get this, a real collector's item for you, so enjoy that. Have yourself a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for being a member of the nation. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Great job.
Yep. Fine job. Hey, everybody, if you think you got it what it takes, can you win a grand in 60 seconds? $1,000 in cash waiting for you from Century Bank. But you got to log in and apply to get a chance to do it. All you do is log on to WROR.com. Kind of a big day here in the Bay State. Yeah, we were just talking earlier this morning about how we remember all the protests and everything out on the common for all the years and everything, you know. And you thought people were, like, soft in the head because this was never going to happen, right?
Well, I just thought, I was like, this seems like a fool's errand. But I was wrong.
Okay. I'm not going to draw any, you know, parallels here. But it was 2 years ago that Wally retired, and it was 2 years ago that pot became legal. Draw your own conclusions.
Yes, please. So we're very fortunate to be joined by Katie Thompson, who's with Channel 5, and she's out in Leicester right now. So first of all, good morning. How are you doing this morning, Katie?
Good morning, guys. Good to talk to you. It's Reefer Madness out here.
I'll bet.
It's crazy. Yeah,
any contact highs?
Okay. Not yet.
Okay. So how many people do you estimate were actually there?
You know, I think so far this morning, we've definitely seen a few hundred people. It's hard to tell because everybody's in two different locations. So you have Cultivate, the dispensary, and then about a quarter mile down the road, you have Everlast Nursery, which is where there's a big dirt parking lot that they've rented out so that customers can park there. So customers are parking here and being shuttled in on two shuttle buses. They each fit 15 people.
It's like
they're running every 5 to 10
minutes.
It is
like Disney.
Is there a Doritos truck out there anyway?
Really? The happiest place
Not yet, but I think there's a food truck on the way.
Of course there is.
Of course there's all sorts of cookies and brownies inside if you are into that sort of thing. But you know what? It is madness, but it's organized. That's the thing I'll say right off the bat. It's organized chaos. A lot of people are out here very excited to be part of this, you know, historic day.
Have you talked to people who've bought something in there, and what was it like? Did they have a difficult time choosing things? Because that would be annoying.
Yeah, no, I there's a menu. It's got a lot of different options on it. Everything from edibles to waxes to oils, and then, you know, just your strains of flower marijuana, but everybody that I've talked to has an idea of what they want. They might already be buying it from somewhere else. I don't know.
Somewhere else? Yes. Okay.
Maybe.
All right. So what's the price difference between somewhere else and now that it's legal? I mean, what is there?
Are the prices the same, or what do you figure?
Well, you're paying a steep 20% tax when you add all of them together. So, you know, I think looking at the menu here, it looks like a joint is about a pre-rolled joint goes anywhere from, you know, $15 and up, and then that's not including the 20% tax. So.
Oh, man.
But I bet that, I mean, that's professionally done. I bet that's really tight.
Okay.
Hey, Katie, probably. I'm just saying.
What's it like in the place? Is it like walking into McDonald's and they have a menu up there and you say, well, I'll take the double doobie and, you know, a side order of fries, or what's the deal?
It's very clean. Everything, you know, it's it kind of reminds me of a jewelry store. You know, they have a lot of those glass cases. There's not a lot of product that's out on display. Yeah. But then the menus are displayed on screens. I mean, it's really like a, if this makes any sense, a jewelry store mixed with a doctor's office vibe in there. But everybody's much happier than they are.
Hey, did they have the Godfather OG? Because I was just curious about that.
Let me look here on the menu. I see Banana OG. Granddaddy Perp. Maybe those are similar strains. I don't know. But
That's amazing.
A lot of people are here for this.
What about security?
There's a lot of security. So Leicester Police worked with Cultivate to really focus on facilitating the crowds and the traffic control, which is something that I'll say, if any of your listeners are planning to head out here, be patient, because the difficulty is going to be waiting in line on the road to get into this parking lot. And then when it comes to being on site at Cultivate, they have their own team of security. They're only allowing 40 people in at a time. You know, they're taking your ID, scanning it before you go in. So they have that under control. And then, you know, the traffic side of things is obviously when you have a lot of people flooding one area coming from Route 9, already a busy stretch. You're going to get backups, and we're already seeing them, and it's only 8:30. You know, doors just opened 25 minutes ago. So I think that that's really what we're going to see all day. In the snow, people are still coming out.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking to Katie Thompson from Channel 5, and, I mean, this probably doubled the population of Leicester, I would think.
Wow.
Certainly the biggest thing to happen here in quite some time.
Okay, that's great.
Wow.
It's a beautiful place, I'll tell you. I've been here 2 days in a row now.
Wow. Imagine if they put outlets in out in Leicester. Imagine what that would be.
Unbelievable.
That'd be a weekend.
Well, I mean, to be honest, they're really anticipating some big tax revenue, so we'll see what they do with it.
Well, this sure beats the hell out of going down the street to the nursery and smoking the mistletoe.
That's true.
Well, yes. All right, well. We sent you our order, so thank you for taking the time, and we appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay. Keep up what I can do.
Yeah, keep up the great work on Channel 5.
Katie Thompson, Channel 5, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We got one more.
That's what an informed and articulate newscaster sounds like. You're amazing.
Yeah, that's good, right?
I know. Maybe she can give me some lessons.
Hey, have a great day, okay?
Thanks, Katie. Bye, guys.
Try the white Tahoe cookies. They're supposed to be awesome.
The Dorito truck just arrived.
Great.
Okay, so stand by. We got, coming up, because, you know, we got Black Friday coming up, the big Christmas shopping season is coming up, so we have an actual toy expert is going to tell you all about the hot,
yes.
This is really an
this
expert,
is a mom
right?
picks. She's the CEO of this awesome website, and she's going to give us all the good news about what to get. We're not going to wait in line. The kids are going to love it. I'm psyched.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
It is all right now. So, day after tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, and then it's Black Friday. And the shopping gets really serious really quickly. So, we're thinking, okay, we got to help you out here this morning, especially for the little ones and the, you know, the younger people in the family here with toys and things like that. So,
we
go to an expert. And her name is Kristen Chase. She's on the line this morning. She's CEO and co-publisher of Cool Mom Network. Popular lifestyle sites. Millions of people, you know, read her stuff here. She's
This will be good for, like, you know, even like the grandparents who aren't sure what to get for the kids.
Kids don't talk to you.
They don't say anything.
Absolutely.
like, hey,
Grandma. You know,
she's an author.
She's a publisher. But the most important thing is she's a mom of four kids. So good morning. Wow. And welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. I get to talk about toys with you. So I'm excited.
I'm excited, too, because you have picks for Black Friday, and they're actually really cool.
Yeah. Yes.
Hence, Cool Mom, Cool Mom Network.
Exactly. I've got lots. So how about we start with the littles for those folks? My youngest is 8, so okay. These are a little younger for her, but I know you've probably got lots of listeners with littles. So we've got the My Peppa Pig Clay Pals by Klutz Jr. Peppa Pig's so popular.
Oh,
we love
God.
Klutz Jr. They do such a great job because they're fun, they're educational. They've got this fun, like, air-dry clay, and it's parents love it because it's easy to clean up. The kids can
That's
make
That's what I was going to ask there, because my 5-year-old is into, like, the Play-Doh and stuff, and it's everywhere.
This is air-dry. It's awesome. So they can make their favorite Peppa Pig characters. They can learn how to mix colors. It even comes with a clay measuring guide for guaranteed success.
Oh, nice.
For those kids with OCD.
Gotcha.
So this is great. It, and this clay, by the way, such a fun sensory toy, too. So love Klutz Jr. Another little toy. It's Bunzee by Chillafish. It is a ride-on toy for kids 1 to 3. We love doing ride-ons at the holidays. You know, they're just so fun to see kids under the tree if you celebrate Christmas.
I have a grandson who's 13 months old, and I want to get him a ride-on.
There you go.
Because he slides off half of them.
Okay, well, check this out. So this has 3 wheels. But then as they grow, you can change it to 2 wheels with no tools.
Nice. That's good for Hank because he's not handy.
That's right.
Exactly. I am not handy. I love how quick and easy it is. And it's good for indoors and outdoors. And parents, it will not scuff your floors.
What's the name of this again?
This is the Bunzee, B-U-N-Z-I, by Chillafish.
Oh, I get it. Because your buns sit on it, right?
I get it.
There you go.
I love that. Okay, so some for our older kids. Harry Potter, very popular. We have the Harry Potter Training Wand by Jack's Pacific. So get this, kids can actually play with 5 different modes, but they can use 3 modes with their friends. So if all their friends have this wand, they can play wizard tag, they can do all kinds of fun stuff with huge groups of people. So I love that, and they can actually learn up to 11 spells. Nice. With the included spell guide. Maybe learn how to clean up their room. We'll see.
Doubt it. That would be magic.
That would be magical. STEM is very popular with parents because it's educational. Kids love it, too. The Circuit Blocks 395 by eBlocks allows kids to build, get this, 395 projects with this one toy. That's awesome. I love it.
I'll never see the kids again.
If I got that for my 9-year-old, would he be able to rewire the house when he's done playing with it?
I'll tell you what, by the time they do those 395, they probably could.
Okay.
And this one, the bricks that come with this actually work with other toys you already have. So, you know, I love that. It's not just this toy. They can use it with other things. All right, so we have to talk Fortnite, don't we?
Yep.
Fortnite is so popular. This is Rainbow Smash Pickaxe.
Ooh, that sounds dangerous.
Oh, wow.
Now you're talking.
Put an eye out.
Okay, somebody can get hurt with this one.
So this one is 39 inches tall, and it has real moving wheels. It looks just like the one from the game. This one is great for home decor. It's great for a little role play. And, you know, Fortnite is on everybody's list this year. So definitely have to mention that. Okay, and then I have a really fun, you know, we already mentioned Harry Potter, but it's so popular, we have to talk about this one, okay? This is the real talking sorting hat, and it looks and sounds just like the one from the movie. The mouth moves, and if you push a button, it will tell you what Hogwarts house you're in. So I'm going to play you a little bit. It kind of, it'll give you a little preamble.
No, okay.
It sounds just like the movie, right?
Oh, yeah, that's
You're talking
cool.
through your hat this morning.
Wow. Granted, you will be sick of hearing that by New Year.
That's right.
Okay.
But the kids will enjoy it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Kids will just keep trying not to get Slytherin, right?
Right, exactly.
Not Slytherin.
Kristen, this is absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
What's your web address?
Right, so everyone can head over to Cool Mom Picks. That's PICKS.com. We've got all the information about all these toys because we know parents are busy this week. We're trying to make life easier for them.
Cool. Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for joining us this morning. Have yourself a fabulous... By the way, happy Thanksgiving, okay?
Yes. Same to you.
Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.